from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. If you had a hard time completing your SmartServe test in French because it was lost in translation, you're not alone. Meshkegwak James Bay MPP and NDP Francophone Affairs critic Guy Bourgoin says several MPPs were flooded with calls about the SmartServe test being improperly translated using Google Translate. He adds that he's waiting to hear from the Minister of Francophone Affairs, Carolyn Mulroney, regarding the issue.
And also to give extensions to the Francophone and not to be charged again, because every time you fail, you got to pay. So I said first that the questions did not make sense, that it was probably translate, and they're going to verify that. Hopefully they rectify the situation sooner than later.
A June 30th deadline is approaching to renew a SmartServe certificate. Bourgoin says people rely on SmartServe for their jobs and to help nonprofit organizations with events. Another step has been taken towards building an all-season road into the Ring of Fire mineral deposit west of James Bay. The province has approved terms of reference submitted by two First Nations in the area. Mines Minister George Peary paid tribute to the Webequay and Martin Falls First Nations for leading the environmental assessment for the road corridor connecting the area to the provincial highway network.
I respect and admire your vision to grow your communities for youth and the future generations of your people.
Among the minerals the provincial government considers essential are nickel for electric cars and chromite for clean steel. All four outdoor rinks the city of Timmins operates are closed, at least for now. The skate path at Hollinger Park has been closed since late Saturday afternoon because of the deteriorating ice conditions caused by sunshine and above zero temperatures. City Hall has added the rink outside the Mountjoy Arena and the two at Roy Nicholson Park on Pine Street between 8th and 9th Avenues to the closure list. Whether they reopen this season remains to be seen. In our final history segment on the Hollinger mine fire 95 years ago, we look at the aftermath. 39 miners died underground. Museum director curator Karen Bachman says a royal commission and a coroner's inquest both found the mining company negligent. They also ordered a number of new measures.
There's a lot of sad legacy out of the Hollinger disaster, but there's also a lot of really good things that came out of it in the sense that mine safety became a priority and health and safety in workplace became a priority.
The first mine rescue station was built in Timmins because of the disaster, kickstarting mine safety and rescue across the Canadian industry. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.